It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
It is halftime of our game for our first round, opening round of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs with the Region 6 AAA champion Northall Trojans, the number 5 seed, tied with Gilmer, the number 28 seed, in the field of 32, 7-7 here at halftime. Joe's got scores for us here and also some stats, Joe.
Yep, Ola over Flower Branch, 23-0 at the half. Carrollton over Tecula, 22-0 at the half. Union County losing to Sumter County at the half, 23-0. East Forsyth, Jones County over East Forsyth at the half, 31-7. Cherokee Bluff over Monroe Area, 14-7 at the half. Sequoia, 24, Gainesville, 7 at the half. Stevens County, 10-7 over North Murray at the half. Raven County trails Fitzgerald, 21-14. Commerce leads Bremen, 21-14, that game at the half. Coffee County over Jackson County, 24-7 at the half. Habersham trails Lee County, 33-0 at the half. Jefferson, big-time win in the second quarter, showing 31-0 over Monroe. That's out of Albany. East Jackson trails Morgan County, 28-7. Buford leads East Coweta, 21-9. Lanier trails Sprayberry, Oconee County. Well, doggone it, it resettled right as I mashed the button. Oconee County Westside tied at 14. And
that's a surprise.
That's all the local ones, Michael.
Chesapeake and Peach again. I didn't hear you say that.
I don't think that I saw Chesapeake and Peach on here.
Peach was leading last time we heard by two touchdowns in the first half.
See if I can find it. I'm scrolling
again,
slowly.
They're the number one team in the state in Class AAA, the number three seed in the tournament, while Chesapeake, number 30 seed. What a year the War Eagles had. And you can see the regression of that team.
Yeah, I don't see them on here on this scoreboard at all. Okay. So I'll have to find it for you.
No problem at all.
Harper, you got some stats.
Yep, about halftime stats, Harper.
Close game, guys. Each team had the ball four possessions, if you count that last one where Gilmer only had it for one play. But the difference isn't all that much. Each team, if you just take a look at total yards, North Hall had 140. Gilmer had 147. North Hall punted twice. Gilmer punted three times. Penalties, we had plenty of those,
yep,
right? Eight
yep.
penalties for North Hall and seven for Gilmer.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how it was breaking down there, obviously for Gilmer it was rush, rush, and more rush. Mike said at the beginning of the ballgame, didn't he place a bet, a wager? He said the over-under is five.
Exactly.
Well, you had no passing yards for Gilmer, so Mike's well ahead on his gambling addiction right there.
Yeah.
For us, but on the ground, 25 rushes, 147 total yards. Wyatt Stokes led it for Gilmer, 10 rushes, 54 yards, the longest being a 13-yarder. Bo Kronick carried it five times for 53 yards. Hunter Britton had four for 13. Kyle Coward had three for 24. A couple others had it, but basically 25 for 147 total yards in the first half. North Hall distributed a little bit differently. Rushing, Parker Carlton had three for 13 yards. Luke Jenkins had three for 11 yards. Smith McGarvey had one keeper for 3 yards for himself. Smith McGarvey was 11 for 17 in the first half, 113 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Cole Cable was the leading receiver. Well, he had two for 17 yards. Luke Jenkins was the leading receiver. He had three for 47 yards. Jacob Adams had one for 12. Parker Carlton had one for 12. And Ty Kemp had three for 47 yards, including that touchdown. So that's a breakdown of first half statistics in what is a tie ball game here. Mm-hmm. I would not want to know what the time of possession were. They weren't calculating that, but I can't imagine it was anything more than 90% with Gilmer and maybe 10% or more of the time with North Hall carrying the ball.
They had it a bunch. I do have a halftime score. 42-20, Peach County over Chesapeake at the half, Mike.
All right, thanks, Joe. Also, Harper, if you remember, I said one thing. If they throw football more than five times, North Hall is going to win this football game because you know they're going to be behind. And it's a difficult offense to catch up when you fall behind. That's a big thing for the Trojans as Gilmer get the football to start the second half. Coming up next on the United Community Halftime Report, we'll talk to one of our experts from NGPG here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
It's time for our sports medicine update from NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to 97.5 Glory FM. We're talking now with one of the surgeons from the Northeast Georgia Physicians Group. We're talking with Dr. Chad Muxlow of Sports and Orthopedic Medicine there at NGPG. Dr. Muxlow, thanks for being with us here. Tell us a little about yourself, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. Orthopedic sports medicine surgeon with NGPG Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And so mainly I focus on injuries that involve tendons, ligaments, and certainly some bones as well. So I take care of a lot of athletes and then just a lot of, repetitive use type injuries in patients. You know, typically we see those just from a lot of years of work and repetitive use and those sorts of.
All right, so tell me about your background, sir, in sports medicine.
Sure. So I went to medical school at Michigan State University and then did my residency and did a one-year fellowship after 5 years of residency, did a one-year fellowship in arthroscopy and sports medicine. So, just growing up playing sports, when I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to do, for a job in the future when you grow up, I was like, well, I still want to be a part of sports in some way. So kind of my background of just being mechanical in nature, being like to fix things and make things better, and then being able to care for patients, it was just kind of a good mix. So that way I was able to kind of stay involved with sports and, help athletes. Like if you've been through injuries as a young athlete, that can be a big thing in your life to have to go through, and having suffered an injury like that myself and gone through it, I thought that'd be a great way to be able to kind of still stay involved but help athletes as they move forward with their injuries as well.
Now, on a daily basis, you see a lot of sports injuries. What are the most common things that you're seeing now?
So we see a lot of knee injuries, especially in sports. So we'll see, ACL injuries, which is one of the main ligaments in the center of the knee, kind of stabilizes the knee. That's a pretty common injury in basketball and football and other sports as well, but that's one of the ones we see a little more often. We also see meniscus injuries, which are injuries to the cartilage cushion between the joint and the knee. Again, kind of a twisting motion or mechanism a lot of times with, cutting and twisting type sports, where we're making sudden stops and quick moves, we can occasionally catch that tissue and cause a tear in that as well. And then probably the next thing beyond that would be shoulders. That's probably the next common injury that we'll see. So especially with contact sports, football, we'll see some shoulder dislocations. When that shoulder dislocates, it can do some damage to the structures inside the shoulder that then we have to get put back together so we can get back out on the field and playing again.
We're talking with Dr. Chad Muxlow, one of the surgeons at NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. So tell me about just, the layman who's out there working or maybe a weekend athlete, that kind of thing. When, you know, they're having injuries that they say, okay, do I go here or go there? How they know to come to NGPG?
Yeah, if it's, you know, if it's an injury involving like your, you know, any type of a joint or muscle, that sort of thing, those kind of aches and pains, you know, if they're just not getting better, seem to be getting chronic, maybe getting a little bit worse, that's probably a good time when we want to start thinking about having that checked out. Some of these things perpetually get worse over time, and sometimes it's better to know about it a little sooner rather than later, so we don't have more damage that occurs. You know, certainly, you know, a little strain or something you might suffer over the weekend, you know, give it a couple days, use a little ice and some, you know, over-the-counter Tylenol or something like that, if that's appropriate for you. Just see if it'll feel a little better. If it kind of continues to linger, then probably a good idea to get it checked out, and you know, we can kind of make a plan from there. Hopefully nothing major. Most things aren't, but you know, we don't want to kind of neglect the things that can get worse and cause trouble down the road.
When it comes to plans, Dr. Muxlow, how about the difference between having to have surgery and maybe doing some kind of rehab to maybe go through the pain or that injury?
Yeah, it's tough to kind of work through a lot of injuries as far as pain-wise, so usually we need to do something. Now, again, it might not be surgery. You know, if something's, we don't necessarily have something torn, like a ligament torn or any significant damage, it might be more of a muscle strain or tendon pull. We want to kind of focus on the rehab on that. So first we want to get down any kind of pain or inflammation, and then we want to try to build the strength and mobility back. And so depending on what the injury is, that is usually the first course of treatment, unless it's, you know, an obvious severe injury where there's something torn that we know is not going to be able to heal itself.
So tell me about your ideas about rehab and how long someone should be going through rehab and seeing you at NGPG.
Sure. Yeah, so, yeah, again, obviously it depends on the injury, you know, as far as the treatment plan moving forward. But, again, a lot of times we do want to start with a little bit of rehab once we kind of get that initial pain and inflammation down. And, you know, depending on the injury, you know, it might only take a couple of weeks, but you usually want to give, you know, a good 4 to 6 weeks of therapy if the injury just isn't bouncing back right away. We're still having trouble, you know, by that six-week mark, then we're probably going to think about some other options to try to get the patient better and get them back doing what they like to do.
All right, so tell me where you're practicing at NGPG. Where's your location?
So I practice at the Orthopedic Sports Medicine practice there, just off Jesse Jewell at Medical Park 1 in Gainesville, and then also go up to Dawsonville as well, and we're opening a new building up there as well, so we're going to be excited about that opening, have some more services up there, so we kind of split time between those locations at this point.
All right. Thanks to Dr. Chad Muxlow of NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine. We've got much more for you coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
97.5 Glory FM is WTTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here at halftime, and we want to say congratulations to Dr. Chad Muxlow of NGPG as Summer Muxlow finished runner-up to Clodagh O'Brien, the individual state champion in the Class AAA Girls Cross Country Championship last Saturday in Carrollton, as it was O'Brien finishing 2 seconds ahead of her teammate. And talking to athletic director and the head girls and boys cross country team here at North Hog, Coach Sam Borg, he was saying that O'Brien had a 1 minute lead over the entire field. And then we've heard it before, it's like a movie. She hit the wall, she fell down, went to all fours. As we rolled down a hill, the horse was so hilly, it was able to get up. It was able to lightly jog across the finish line 2 seconds ahead of her teammate there with Muxlow here at North Hall. Congratulations as the Lady Trojans cross country team makes history, becoming the first girls cross country team in Hall County School District history to win a state championship. And North Hall's first team championship came some 20 years ago almost, when the boys cross country team won the first team championship, and with that one this past Saturday, now it's a total of 17 championships in the history of North Hall High School dating back to 1957-58. And Gary mentioned about how successful the team has been here at home, and we have seen some great ball games here since North Hall has been in the state playoffs. As we mentioned, we've been blessed to broadcast every state playoff game North Hall has ever played dating back to 2002 in year number two for Bob Christmas, and they've been extremely successful here, and it shows you how important the higher seed is here, guys, when playing at home, and you got to take advantage of your home field advantage to go into the next round of state playoffs.
I completely agree, Mike, and you know, take advantage, like you said, of what you've been given and the opportunity because of the hard work that you put in. And by the way, congratulations, girls. You could see how happy they were when they were introduced there at the end of the first quarter. And when Gary gets a chance to talk, they were giddy. I mean, it's still like it's brand new and fresh to them, but all that hard work pays off. Now, from the football perspective, yes, you don't know how many opportunities you're going to get to play at home or how many. I will say this, Joe. I was surprised that each team had four possessions, but it second half especially, if Gilmer does what Gilmer does, they're going to take as much time off the clock as they possibly can. So whoever takes the lead here, it's going to be really important that you control the clock, but you're able to take advantage of what the other team is doing and use it to your, I'm going to say credit, I'm going to say advantage again, to use it to your advantage so that you have the ability to play next week.
Well, and Gilmer County has a little bit of advantage coming in out of halftime because they have the ball first. And if North Hall get the ball, Gilmer does, and they come down like they did in the first half and just do that ball control thing, they're going to have it 5, 6, 7 minutes, depending on how long they can, and go from there.
But, Joe, the big thing for North Hall, yes, they can take time off the clock. Yes, they can get a lot of yardage, but they got North Hall has to keep them in the end zone.
Keep them out of the end zone. Exactly right, Michael. If they can keep them from scoring, get a 3-and-out or even a 4 or 5-and-out, get the ball, go down and score, and get a little bit of the momentum. That might help.
Here's another possibility that we got to think of. What I saw in the defense from North Hall as the half progressed, first series, we can't stop them. We don't know what we're doing. Second series, we were not stopping them very well, but all those penalties seemed to get the ball back for us. The fourth one really didn't count. It was just one play, take a knee and go in. But the third one, they started attacking the line of scrimmage in a different manner, and they got him to punt. Gilmer had to punt on 3-and-out. I thought that was a pretty advantageous possession there because the defense was figuring it out and they're able to make big tackles at the line of scrimmage or even behind it.
All right, Joe, we need the 3-minute warm-up, right?
Yeah, yes, 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right, let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we're back with the second half kickoff here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
And we're back here at North Hall High School getting ready for the second half of play. We're all tied. North Hall 7, Gilmer 7. The Bobcats will get the football to start things off. North Hall will kick off. You hear the horn in the background as they get ready now to start the second half of play. And we are a home team for North Georgia Sports, and we're going to say go Trojans here in the second half. And the same thing for Cherokee Bluff as they're on top of Monroe area. The other teams are behind right now, so we'll hope for the best for all the teams here in the local area.
Walker Vining. That's hilarious. So Walker had a football, and the officials had a football, and they throw the football they had and take another football and give it
didn't
out.
Like it. Okay. Didn't nope, like it. Okay. Got out my kicking ball.
So Walker gets the football. He's going to stand out there right at midfield, right at their midfield, right to the just to the near side, the left side of that X.
That's like
that stands at the 40.
When you give an umpire the baseball, he just sticks it in the pouch, and next time you get the same baseball
back. We'll use
back.
It in a minute. Yeah. Walker Vining will be kicking. Back deep is Cowart and Hunter. Hunter Britton comes over here down to number 11 at the 12, 20. 25, 30, and wrapped up hard there at the 30-yard line. That was Ryan Rellinger that brought it back out from about the 12 to the 30, about an 18-yard return. And Dawson Reed in on the tackle for the Trojans.
Dawson
Bolt
Reed.
Excuse me. Wait there.
I just said Dawson Reed, one of the bigger guys for the Trojans, too.
Yeah.
Big, tall fella.
Bo Chronic, second string quarterback, doing a yeoman's work out there tonight. In the starting position at quarterback.
And the best thing with North, I'll get a three and out here to start the second half.
Chronic right up under center. Two wideouts on the far side. Stokes behind him. They'll run it down inside 15 and give it up to Stokes right up the middle. Stokes with a lot of room got across the 35 to the 37. About a 7-yard gain right out of the chute, fellas.
Stokes runs with some authority.
Yes, he does.
And Harvey, you see how important that first down is in getting more than 5 yards of the play.
Well, and the first portion of any of these plays is what are you going to do with the dive? In this case, Charlie House held on for dear life as a nose tackle. He's being blocked, but he grabs the runner, but he's ending up, you know, on his back with a nice first down, a pickup of 7. You'd want that on any offensive series. But, you know, this is what Gilmer does best.
Harper, you get a lot of double teams out of the veer.
Two wide outs. Stokes underneath. Stokes gets the football from his quarterback. Wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage by the Trojans. The leader man in there looked to be
Dawson Reed.
Dawson Reed, number 95, in on the tackle.
Yeah, and also coming off the bottom of the pile there, number 28, Buddy Clark.
All linebacker and a defensive lineman.
All 166 pounds, Buddy Clark.
So these guys have learned in about, 24 minutes of football how to get off of the block, to get off in the first and second series. They're learning to maneuver, understand your responsibility, which is the key to playing defense against an option type of an offense.
Third down and one. Ball's at the 39. Got to get to the 40, does Gilmer County.
One of the bigger third downs of the game.
Chronic, 5, 4, 3, 2. Snaps it. Hands it to the up man. He's going to get the first down and more across the 45.
Stumbles.
The ball fell out, but I think he fell back on it at the 47-yard line, 48.
I think he was down anyway.
Yeah.
The burst at the line of scrimmage, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Stokes again.
Instead of a hurdle that time, Joe, he did a somersault.
Yes, he did. He got tripped up there low and did a flip. Complete.
Junior nice lineman Jack Puckett, very, very slow to get up on that one.
Number 25, Rhett McGregor, comes in the game. He's going to be a wideout. Going to go over far side. 19, Riley Duggan will be the wideout on the near side. Same setup in the backfield with Chronic Stokes behind him. Four down lineman for the Trojans. One guy standing up at the end. That's going to be Dyer coming around this side. Hit late, but he gets it off to 43, Callahan. And Callahan gets down across the 50 to the 47-yard line.
Yeah.
Charlie Dyer on the stop.
Callahan, the man that scored the only touchdown for the Bobcats so far in the 7-7 ball game. But you know what, Joe? That was the prototypical Veer right there.
Yep. Eight yards.
He tucked it into the belly of the dive man, pulled it out, thought about running it. He saw Callahan, did the pitch.
8 yards on the carry. Got down across midfield to the 46. Got to get to the 44. 9:44. 2.5 minutes. Gilmer has had the football in this quarter. Give off to the up back, and he's going to have the first down across the 44 down to the 42. He looks like he kind of rolled again there as he got tackled, Gary, all the way down to the 42.
I think that was Stokes again.
Big number 71 getting up there limping a little bit. That's Jack Puckett, one of the linemen.
And, Joe, for our listeners, here we are, 7-7, third quarter of play, and it's about as exciting as it could be a 40-39 game right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, if you like good football, you know, and you and I do, Mike, so running this kind of offense, yeah, I like it. I like close games.
I love it. It's a throwback game.
Mm-hmm. The other coward on the far side, he got held up a little bit, but still was able to get about 4 or 5 yards across the 40 down to about the 38. I thought that first guy was going to wrap him up there, Harper, but the second guy, Walker Davis, had to make the stop.
Yeah, he got a nice little move there, and guess what? You know, may not be the biggest guys that are out there, but you learn to do things well. I thought they were going to try to run to the perimeter and then plant their foot. I saw a lot of this on film when I'm watching plays from earlier in the season. They sprint to the sideline, but they know when they're going to hit their outside foot and break it back in. We haven't had any outside rushing. All their success here in the first half has been in between the tackles.
Mm-hmm. 8:37 now. Score tied 7 from the Brickyard. One man in motion. Pitch to Callahan. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Finally knocked out of bounds inside the 20. Wow. Went the other way. Callahan rumbled down for about 20 yards.
And that's why he was open with it.
Flag at the 30-yard line on the opposite side.
Should come back then.
Well, Hall's hoping it will for sure.
Well, that's two pitches to Callahan this half.
Mm-hmm.
And both were pretty good. That one was better than the other one, except unless it comes back.
Yeah,
he's a big back, guys. He's got 215 pounds.
I was going to say, Gary, he runs with a lot more power, doesn't he?
He's got big legs.
He
size,
wants to find you and hit you instead of being the other way around.
That's a Herschel Walker tactic right there.
Exactly. Big thighs wants to hit the man. You see what the official says. He's pointing towards North Hall. Personal foul. Face mask. On Gilmer County, okay.
On the offense.
That's the second one they've had.
But it happened down at the 29, so they'll go back 15 yards from there. And that'll put it back out from the 29 to the 44. and put them behind the sticks a little bit. How about that?
They haven't thrown a single pass tonight, Gilmer. I just realized that. And also, he's not come out from under center a single time tonight. At least whoever's playing quarterback hasn't.
I don't know that they know how to in Gilmer County. They stay under center all the time.
I'll take your word for that.
Why would you need to?
Yeah,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
8:27. Chronic under center. Stokes behind him. One wide out on the near side. One man in motion. He's going to keep it himself. Chronic got him. Read up right there by number 21. Stopped him right there. McKinley Kemp.
That's a great job by Kemp. I'm glad you noticed that, Joe. McKemp read his responsibility, was on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and next thing you know, a quarterback is staring right at him, running right to him. He avoided the pitch because he was there so quick to get into the backfield. So nice job by McKenzie.
Picked up about three. The third down now in 9. 7:56. Mike, they've had it 4 minutes.
But you want third long, Joe.
Yeah, you want third and long. That's for sure. Let's see what they do. North Hall comes with four down linemen. Two guys standing up. Stokes behind his quarterback. One man in motion. Going to hand to Stokes again. He is not going to get it, I don't think. Now, he fell forward, but he only got down to the 36, it looks like.
Well, he ended up with his body at about the 35, his helmet, but they're going to mark it at the 37. So you picked up about half of what you need in this four-down territory. You're not going to kick a field goal. You're way too far for that, and you're not going to punt it back. So I guess they go for it here.
Fourth down and 5.
I'm thinking we're getting the pure option this time, guys. Mm-hmm. Instead of the RPO, you got the veer option here.
7:07 coming up in 7 minutes.
Dive, keep, or pitch. Let's see.
Watch those.
Dug it out wide to the far side. Tight end Norman flips flop from one side to the other. Defense moves some men around. Chronic with one man in motion. Hands off to Stokes. Stokes looks to be
Didn't
short.
Yep,
he's going to be short about a yard. And it goes over on downs. Or they might have fumbled it. North Hall comes out. They have the football at their own 33-yard line.
Either way, a big defensive stand for the Trojans. It wasn't three and out. We mentioned four, some good yardage by the Bombcats, but now North Hall has it tied at 7-7 here in the third.
Boy, the defense got pumped up about that, too, as
they
came off the field. You could see them celebrating a little bit.
Lost to 33 of North Hall. They had it for right at half the quarter, Mike. 6:46 left here in the quarter. North Hall kind of needs to establish a running game right here.
Well, then we had, I think Harvard had the stats, 7 rushes in the first half, Joe.
3 guys out wide on the near side. 1 guy in motion now. He's going to stop coming back to the near side. Going to throw it to that man. That's number 1, Cable. Cable, 35. A man, and he took him shoulder right in and got to the 39. So good job by Cole there just to stick it right in there. Harper, he got 6 yards down to the 40-yard line. It'll be first down and 3 yards to go.
That was one of the better open field tackles you're ever going to see from Kyle Cowart that time. At 5'11", 175, he stuck him at the end of that run.
He did.
But, you know, guys, also is that North Hall maybe taking what Gilmer gives them. So, okay, go ahead. If you don't pass it, pass it.
Yep. All right, 3 wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark. McGarvey with 2 backs. Carlton and Jenkins rolls out to the far side. Got an extra blocker. Throws it complete to Kemp on the far side across midfield at the 48.
You know, McGarvey's got an interesting throwing motion, doesn't he?
He does. Almost sidearms.
With that left, he pulls that left arm and then it flicks his wrist with a little sidearm twist to it.
Joe, you remember seeing him in our first baseball broadcast against Hab Central last year?
I do. Yes, sir. And he had that same little wrist flick as Gary just said. 12 yards on the pickup. Coming up on 6 minutes in the quarter now. 7-7 your score from the Brickyard. First round of the GHSA State Tournament. McGarvey with one man back there beside him. That is Parker. Oh, he threw it behind his receiver, and he was open. That was number 1 that time, Cole Cable.
Yeah,
and he threw it over his head kind of behind him.
Yeah, and I don't think if he catches it, he comes down in bounds, Joe. It was already going out of bounds. He reached up with one hand and barely got a few fingers on it.
And, Joe, think about how big a pickup it was for McGarvey. Transferring from Gainesville, couldn't play baseball until later in this next spring, but he could play football. Here he is, the quarterback for the Trojans.
Different sports, so he can play it. Exactly right. Cable, Kemp on the near side, hands off to Jenkins. He is wrapped up, and you got a flag coming from way back in there.
That'd be a North Hall.
Boy, from the umpire, so you think it's a hold.
Boy, Banks
Blaine Banks at 5'11", 230, just hit him and knocked him down. I mean, kind of bumped him with a forearm and knocked him off his feet.
A little forearm smash.
Mason McGill is going to be guilty of the hold there. You mentioned Banks just got underneath McGill and forces the penalty.
Mason,
on second down, you got to take that, Joe. I mean, you got to add the extra 10 yards. It was second and nine.
Yep. And push him back to the 42, 41 of North Hall. And it'll be second down and 19. Second down and 20. Well, 19 is what we're looking at.
Boy, with a game like this, fellas, you got to figure something weird is going to something's going to turn on something here in a game this close. And
three wideouts.
If you're going to bust it open, get some points.
Another
22
penalty.
Move for North Hall. That's going to be Jacob Adams. He moved, and the man going to guard him right there. Saw it, pointed it, referee threw the flag, so it's going to be a legal procedure and five more on the Trojans.
Well, he's listed as a linebacker, Gary, but Douglas Callahan it was on the slot receiver, and then he probably said something as he backed away just before the snap of the ball, and not very good discipline there by the North Hall receivers because two of them actually flinched.
Well, Pender was out on the field saying he was pointing like you know, the Gilmer people were guilty of the infraction, but it's the one the referee sees.
Well, the defense can move, though.
And
he was moving away from the ball, not towards it, so very interesting how that turns out. But
well, they're still talking. Look at him on the sidelines here.
That's the 10th penalty now.
Second down. I'm going to back him up five more.
Second and 20?
24. Yeah, 24 yards.
If I'm North Hall, I'm going to stop it real quick while Coach Standard's standing out on the field. I'm going to snap it, and that way it'll be a penalty on them. I'm sorry if I'm being mean like that, but I am. Ball's on the 37. North Hall should snap it now.
Another whistle.
5:50 in the quarter. Four wideouts, three on the near side. McGarvey rolls to this side. Looks slight side right through the hands of Luke Jenkins.
Wow.
Been way short of the first down, but still, he had a man behind him that could have made the tackle if he'd caught it, but it went right through his hands.
Oh, yeah, that was like...
Yeah, like a BB.
Like, yeah, like throwing it through a hoop, like a tire. Mm-hmm. I mean, just threw it right through him.
And Luke caught three passes in the first half.
Third down, and still a long ways to go.
Well, the goal is to try to, you know, get half the yards back.
Yeah.
You know, with two downs to go on this one, you're probably going to run a draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something safe.
Third and 24, what we're looking at, 5:41 in the quarter, tied at 7.
You may want to give it to Parker here.
Back to pass, one man coming on. McGarvey's going to throw it long. He's got a man down there. Did he catch it?
Intercepted.
Looks like it's intercepted.
It is intercepted.
What are they saying there? Officials are talking about it.
They're going to say that my guy, Cole Cable, ended up coming down with it and – number 15, that's Kyle Cowart, pulled it away after the reception was made.
Oh, wow. Well, I was screened from that then because I thought they came down with it together.
It looked like they did, but I want to say that Cable had it. First down, Trojans. They're going to give it to Cable.
They're going to say he's down,
first
Joe.
Down. He was down, and then the defensive man took it away from him.
They're going to say he was down. And so North Hall gets it deep in Gilmer territory.
Well, and Coach Stannard came way out on the field.
Yeah, right? He was almost down the hash mark.
Exactly.
He was past the numbers, guys.
Exactly.
Every time he gets upset, it's a little
bit further. So how much longer do this?
There's a flag. The flag. There's
finally,
a flag right there.
There it is.
It right there.
A little further every time.
Yep.
He kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it.
And that's, some coaches will do that, and you see what's going to happen. Now you've got a sideline warning. They probably have already warned him. And now you've got a defensive coach that's coming out there going to talk to his defense.
That's going to be 15 yards, too, Joe.
And it should be.
Yeah. Well, half the distance right there at the 30.
Exactly.
But it will be the full 50.
The ball's at the 29, are backing up. Folks. They're down at the numbers now. They make him come to the numbers. But the officials are saying that's far enough, coach. Cut it out.
He's on the borderline, Joe, getting thrown out of this game.
Yep. That's a sideline warning on them. Now, they threw the flag. It's not any yardage. But that's the warning. So the next time that's good, it's penalty.
Next time, yep.
Yep.
Well,
okay, he's blessed there, but that should have been a penalty on Paul Standard.
Well, it should have been, but that's the first time they've thrown a sideline warning all night. They should have thrown one in the first half.
How many times they talked to Coach this ball game?
Exactly.
Well, and anyway, North Hall's got a first down on the 29 of Gilmer, so the Trojans are still driving here, and they really need this one.
And there's another one. The side judge, the guy on the far side, got a flag right there. It's a 30-yard line, and they may have another one right there.
Hey, Joe, you know what's who? We got GHSA officials running the chains.
Yep.
They can hear something, too. They can say, hey, guys.
That's true. They can.
They sure can.
Yep. Good call there, Michael.
Well,
they can
by the
that.
Way, the ball was at the 29, and part of the delay was that the chain gang had to wait to be –
to get it through there. And everybody's got to be back.
And there was a little bit of a delay in doing that, and there were some extra words. And I think the official, the referee, didn't want anyone from – Gilmer to go over to the bench. They mm-hmm. told them not to do that, and the player got close, and one of the coaches talking to him. So,
great point.
Gary's on the field. He's a lot closer, but
they're writing it down out there in their book, so it's going to be a sideline warning or whatever on the coaches now, and they'll deal with it.
You got Aaron Clinton out there, the referee in the white hat, and I think the umpire out there is Ron Stein's joining him. One of the side judges is there. They're discussing things here. Mm-hmm. The ball has not moved yet. It's still at the 29. But that flag is still over there on the other side of the field.
But this gives Pender some opportunity now to come up with some ideas about what to do.
Ball's at the 30, or the flag's at the 30. Ball's on the 29.
What's an RPO here, Joe?
Dead ball on North Hall. North Hall is what he said.
That's what he said.
He said unsportsmanlike conduct on North Hall.
I heard Kenny say.
Yeah. It's an unsportsmanlike penalty on North Hall is what the coaches are saying. And that evidently
one of the
North Hall players said something. And the white hats over explained to Coach Pender, but if I'm Coach Pender, I'm going to be living about the coach from Gilman being on the field all the time.
So let's just take it back.
Wow. So that's going to back it up 15 yards against North Hall. And instead of being first and 10, it's going to be first and 25, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you haven't seen one of those in a long time, Joe.
Yep.
Was it the receiver on the slot or the one closest to the sideline that told somebody?
I think said something. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Well, in that situation, Harper, you know as well as anybody, you got to hold your time and be quiet.
Well, it puts them all back on the 44.
Now the referee's going to go back over and talk to the Gilmer folks. There's an official timeout on the field.
And Pender's got all the Trojans around him now. He said, come here, boys.
Yeah. That's a good timeout right there, I would think. 5:33 in the quarter.
Take one.
I think we do here, Harper. Thank you. Let's take 30 seconds. Back with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary, nonprofit organization composed of over 450 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net. Follow at Official GHSA on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Well, it's still 7-7 here in the third quarter at North Hall.
Yep. Alex Schleeman down there trying to pump up his teammates. An injured backup quarterback or double quarterback for North Hall.
Yeah, he's got a really, really elaborate brace and all on that leg.
His right leg, yep. All right.
A lot fancier than those old plaster casts they used to put you in.
That's
I'll tell you that.
Yep. All right, North Hall has the football. Ball is on the Gilmer 44. They've got to get to the 19, so first and 25. Three wideouts, two stacked on top of each other, almost at the hash marks on the far side. One back next to McGarvey. McGarvey takes it, going to run behind that back over there, which is Carlton. McGarvey sprints outside of the 40, gets wrapped up high, and get hit late. There should have been a flag on that with a late hit, but there wasn't. Right on the sideline, he got drilled by Callahan after he was already on the ground and no flag.
Well, there should have been a penalty also in the backfield. One of the linemen was pushing and shoving well behind the play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's 215 pounds jumping on top of you on the other side, too. I thought it was a little late, too.
That's McGarvey's first run tonight.
He got a few yards back. He's down to the 39-yard line. They've got to get to the 19. On 20, they picked up five.
Five, yeah.
Second down and 20, 4:51 in the quarter. Score look, tied at seven.
Look for tied, Joe.
Four wideouts, three on the near side, ball four hash mark. McGarvey has it. Gilmer coming on. McGarvey had plenty of time. Throws it in the middle. Over his head. Got tipped by Cole Cable at the 20. He was wide open. Threw it a little
another
hard.
No flag.
Again, after the play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's after the play. He drilled it to him, Joe. Yep. I don't think he needed to put that much mustard on it.
He threw a fastball.
Yeah, he threw that, that's for sure. But when it bounced, it hung up there again. That's something waiting to be picked off.
That tip drill is not a good thing if you're an offensive team, is it?
Nope. I don't know what that flag was thrown way up in the air. Somebody did something.
Yeah, it was after the ball had been released by McGarvey. The linemen were still fighting with each other.
It's going to be against North Hall. We got a personal foul against both teams. It's going to be offsetting penalties.
That's actually a good thing for North because now they get it's second down still. You shouldn't lose the down.
Absolutely.
Because it was during the play.
So they're going to say second. It's going to see second and 20.
Should be.
That's what they're showing. Yeah, they hadn't flipped the stick. So second and 20. Umpire talking to the lineman of North Hall.
Our PA announcer says it's third down, but the most important is the guys with the chain gang. And the one with the numbers, it's still second, but he's going to advance
flipped it
to
it's
third
down.
Right now.
Just flipped it to third down.
You got offsetting penalties.
I thought offsetting penalties, it didn't move.
That's what I'm thinking, too, unless it was dead ball.
Dead ball. That's what I had to call it, Harper.
That must have been the call then, because they definitely flipped it over.
4:34 in the quarter. 7-7 your score. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts for the Trojans. 3 wideouts for the Trojans. A tight end. McGarvey with Carlton. Takes a snap. Looking. Got a man open. But throws it behind him again. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Cole Cable was open and just running a quick little out route. He's running so fast. Gosh, he makes a nice little plant there at the 30-yard line. Just trying to get some of that yardage back, but unable to do so.
Too tall.
So what do you do now? Do you punt it?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're bringing out Walker Vining to do the punting here.
Yeah, it's a little too far.
Because you see what field position is going to do, Joe.
Yep.
Well, they're going to try to punt them in a hole here. The line of scrimmage is a 39. So you want about a 35-yard punt here.
Well, back one man up. That looks to be number 5, Britton. Walker Vining. Kicks it right at the 49. Pretty good little kick. It'll come down. It's rolling. Go sideways. It stayed out. North Hall, great job to keep it out of the end zone. It'll be inside the one.
And we're back in 30 seconds here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Georgia High School Association is a voluntary, nonprofit organization.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model, with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Back here at the Brickyard, North Hall. Just kicked them inside.
Yeah.
The 1 yard line.
I said you needed a 35 yard punt. No, they got a 38 yard punt.
A 38 yard one, yeah.
And Joe, there were three or four of them there that were slapping it around to keep it out of the end zone.
One guy went in there like he was trying to slide into second base, and he was able to knock it back out.
If you stop the dive here, you might get a safety.
Bingo, and take the lead.
Lined up tight. One man right in the middle. He's going to
ball's out.
The ball came out. Did North Hall saying they've got it? Let's see.
I saw it.
He's out to the 5.
I saw it when he fell on it,
Coward.
And he fell right back on top of it.
Coward had it, fell right. Oh, that was Stokes, sorry. One's got 15, one's got 35. Stokes had it and fell on it.
Yeah, that's the second or third time that's happened. One time it wasn't ruled a fumble, but Gilmer has been fortunate. The ball has bounced their way on these fumbles.
Yes, had a couple of them like that tonight.
Yep.
Second down, about 6 to go. Going to get out to about the 11.
Anything but a big run, Joe.
Chronic. The handoff to the running back again across the 10, got the first down out to the 13.
That was a good job of him keeping his feet that time.
That was Cowart that time, got the first down.
Jake Clark, the senior defensive back, makes the stop.
All right, Joe, they're going to try a 99-yard driver. Watch the clock, okay?
Yes, sir. Cherokee Bluff 28-7 over Monroe area. Buford 36-9 over East Coweta. Flyer Branch is losing, and Gainesville is behind. First and 10, ball's on the 13-yard line of Gilmer County with 3:14 left in the third. Score tied at 7. Triple option set up. They give it to the 43. He's going to come across there. That's Callahan. He's going to get across the 20 out to about the 21. He gets about 8. Second down and 2.
Boy, I tell you, you better not let him bounce off of you. You better wrap that boy up.
Mm-hmm. The East Forsyth trying to come back, but they're still behind 37-21 down at Jones County. North Oconee up 49-0. Eagles landing.
By the way Gilmer's run the ball tonight, they don't really care that they've got to drop it 99 yards.
Exactly, right? Gary.
They're going to keep that ball.
Well, they're going to stay. All three of the four of the plays they've had here is like a T formation.
Yep.
You've got Wyatt Stokes about a yard off.
Second down. Here they come. Ball came out. That ball is out, and North Hall's official has not said that it's North Hall football at the 25-yard line. Just what the doctor ordered for Big Green Machine.
First big turnover of the ball game now. Can you capitalize quickly?
Big number 55 for the Trojans. Hunter Robertson either knocked it out or came up with it.
And he just came into the ball game. He was replacing Big Charlie House. Grant Ballou, the senior, ends up on the right fullback position, going to his left, and gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Ball bounces forward, but two Trojans that were closest to it were fighting over it to get it. They both got it, and next thing you know, it's first and 10 from the 25-yard line with the Trojans.
Well, they line back up in that wishbone formation, and somebody got a hand on the ball when they punched it out.
Two wide out. McGarvey gives to Jenkins. Jenkins cuts inside. 25 feet. Got picked up and fell over on somebody on about the 20-yard line, so he picked up about 5. It'll be safe. He got hit low, and then that guy just kind of moved, and Luke came falling down. He's okay.
Jet Burrell picked him up by the ankles, Joe, and flipped him over.
Yep.
And so the worst thing with the Trojans on this drive, if they can get even close enough, if they can't score a touchdown, try to get a go-ahead field goal.
Yep. 7 would be better, but 3 will work.
They're capable of that.
All right, you got number 1, Cole Cable, out to the far side. You got number 3, Ty Kemp, out to the near side. Two backs, Carlton and Jenkins. Hands off to Jenkins, up in the middle, 15, 10. Stopped him down around the 10 and pushed him back to the 12. And now the push pushes him up to about the 10, and a couple of guys come in there and making sure that they're getting their offensive lineman out of there before a scrum happens.
They're going to measure forward progress to the 11, even though a late surge there by the offensive line pushes it across the 10.
Well, I think some of the Gilmer people were hitting them from behind and knocking them forward. I saw big number 60, Gavin Daly.
But you can establish the run, go for it.
Officially, Joe, it's at the 12.
Ball's at the 12, first and 10 for the Trojans. 1:12 in the quarter. McGarvey with two backs, Jenkins and Carlton. And hand off to Carlton. Carlton trying to bounce outside. Can't do it. The big man. Well, he's going to get about 2 out of it. He got across the 10 down to the 9, didn't he? How about that?
Yeah. And now the Trojans are borrowing a page out of the Bobcat playbook.
Yep.
Keeping it on the ground.
Habersham Central losing to Lee County, which Lee County is strong.
One of the best in the state, any classification.
Yep. Jefferson 31-6 on top of Monroe. Gordon Lee on top of Elbert, but only 13-6. Houston County on top of Clark Central, 34-15. GAC losing to Mount Perrin, 32-22.
Oh, Houston and Clark is a 1-4. Clark Central the 1.
Second down, 7 yards to go for the Trojans. 44 seconds here in the third.
They just gave them another yard.
Yeah, ball's on the 9.
Ball's on the 9. One back as Jenkins to the left of his quarterback. McGarvey has it. Rolls to the near side. Going to sling it out there. Did he catch it?
I think he
caught it. Touchdown, Trojans!
Yeah, and he was in. He got knocked back out of the end zone, but he was already across the plane.
Luke Jenkins did a nice job that time. Harper kind of shielding himself from the defender to catch that ball.
Yeah, he kind of put his body in between the defender and the ball and had his numbers facing his quarterback there in the front corner of the end zone. Ball was on the 9. He ran a 10-yard out route. And Smith McGarvey with the second touchdown, a bullet there to Jenkins.
Yeah, he hit Kemp with the other one back at the end of the first half.
Blake Carmona to attempt the extra point. It is up, and it is good. Just inside the upright, 14-7. Trojans with 30 seconds left here in the fourth.
A quick one-minute timeout. Back and more in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back here at the Brickyard, two injured players, one for each team down there. Dalton Hulsey, one of them, and he's being helped off the field, favoring the leg. Coach Penner out there saying, you got to watch the chop clock, guys. Jack Puckett is the guy for Gilmer County. Jack. Wearing number 71, still he's in sitting up now.
The Bobcats already got hit for a low block, didn't they?
Yes, it did.
Uh-huh.
Well, this isn't the first time we've seen Jack get up slowly.
Yeah, he got up a little slow, favoring the leg earlier in the first half, but this is the first time he's had to really wait. He's coming off walking under his own power.
Well, there's no penalty. Our officials have called plenty here tonight.
But, well, the one thing about it is they'll definitely have to wash their yellow laundry because they're going to be pretty dirty after being on this turf all night.
We got 30 seconds left in the third now. So if you're Gilmer, you say, hey, we got another whole quarter.
Yeah.
We can take our time and run our offense. We don't have to start throwing it all over the place right now.
North Hall have the football. We'll actually kick the football off. You'll have Walker Vining to kick it. You'll have Kyle Cowart, probably Hunter Brenton back again deep for Gilmer County. You'll have that big man, Douglas Callahan, as one of the up men around the 19. Walker, I'd kick it away from Callahan because he's a bulldozer. Walker's going to kick a little deeper this time, but it's going to come back to the back man. Oh, he missed it. It hit off his leg. He went back here. He's going to have to down it. Where are they going to tackle him? Oh, they got him at the one. They got him at the one. Holy cow. What a break for the Trojans.
What a turn of events, huh?
Wow. It went off of, that was number 15, Kyle Cowart. It went off his arm as he tried to field it. It took a funny bounce on this carpet, Gary. And when it did, he had to go corral it and almost had a safety.
Yeah, it was like a line drive, Joe, which came down there and took a funny hop, to use the baseball analogies. But, yeah, now they're going to spot it at the two. But Gilmer has now got it back themselves up into another deep hole. But, you know, they started from the one earlier, and the Trojans got it back. Let's see what the Bobcats can do now from the two.
Big break for the Trojans, not so much. But let's see what Gilmer can do here. First down at their own two. They got a man behind them. They're waiting.
They're in that T formation again.
Yep. And the hand off to the up back. He's going to get across.
Ball
on the ground. Who's got it? North Hall says they do. Let's wait.
There may be a safety.
North Hall says they have it. A couple of players are in it saying they do anyway. Let's see.
They bounced all the way back in the end zone. Gilmer jumped on it. Let's see what the call
is.
Should
be a safety then.
Let's see what the call is.
Wait for it.
Referees discussing it.
Are they going to say the ball was down? Or that's the only thing. Otherwise, it's a safety.
They're going to walk away from the crowd now.
Well, White the crowd Hatt of players,
comes over.
Yeah.
He's going to come all the way over. Now, why is he going to talk to Coach Pender? That can't be good for North Hall if he's going to come talk to Coach Pender.
I think he's going to tell him it was down. So they're just going to be second down at the two.
But where?
At the two. It's going to be second down at 10.
Yeah. Coach Pender's like talking to the guys
that's
in the booth said, did y'all see it? Oh, man. Ball will be spotted at the two. It's going to be second down, I think. They hadn't flipped it over on the chain set yet.
I'm sorry, when an official comes over to my bench and comes and talks to me and then you issue a warning to me.
Is it going to be a do-over or something? It's still first down. That's terrible.
I don't know what this is.
Wow. Ultimate cheerleader Kane Newton. They're trying to get the North Hall faithful pumped up, and if you can hear them through a headset, they are a little excited.
But time went off the clock. How can you do it over?
Exactly. If time runs off the clock, there cannot be a do-over. Good call there, Michael. That'll be the end of the third quarter. North Hall will lead it 14-7.
Put four fingers in the air. We've got 12 minutes to go in this opening round game of the Class AAA State Playoffs. North Hall leads 14-7. Back in a minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
All right, now we're back, Joe.
All right. I'm over here rambling during the timeout.
So if what we were saying off the air, is it like a tree falling in the forest if you don't hear it? What we said doesn't count?
Well,
goodness gracious.
You don't hear the whistle?
There was a mess right there at the end caused by the stripes. That's all I'll say. So it's 14-7 going into the fourth quarter. Gilmer County has the ball on their own. It
seven.
Looks like
seven.
And what does it, Joe?
It looks like it's going to be second down, and it should be third.
Well, there was an inadvertent whistle, right, Gary? That,
yeah. That's what I
the North even
Hall
though they took time off the clock, they said the first down didn't count, so now it should be second down from the 7-yard line.
You know what we call that in street ball? That's a do-over. Hey,
or a mulligan.
Do-over?
If we were playing golf, we'd
do
a mulligan.
You go, whoops.
There's something else the military calls that, but I can't say that on the air.
Second down, about five to go.
Something about a situation being normal,
something
Gary?
Like that.
All right, so now the officials are, now they're having, what are they doing?
They're switching ends. The north is going south.
They're not ready
to say,
got to get the change set up. They haven't even gotten the change down here yet. Well, now they do.
If I can say this too, I don't understand why the GHSA has to have officials to run the chains. When you have a referee, an official that has the marker there on the gridiron to show you where the chain should be.
Yeah.
Well, they were mixed up there. They had it.
Well, the point is, though, it's like they don't want individuals like us to run the chains. They want officials to run the chains.
Yep.
And like, what's the difference?
Yep. Second down. Here they go. They're going to run it up to this side. They got a man running. That's Big Callahan across the 10 and stopped right there at the 10-yard line. It'll be third down and two.
I think I counted five green shirts.
Five
on
green shirts stopping. Callahan's just a big, strong boy.
Oh, he is. He is. And they're going to give him progress to the 10. Then they all five of them start fourth.
And, Mike, to keep the good old boys from being your chain gang and kind of moving things around, you have the officials, especially during the playoffs. But officials are people, too, and they are prone to make mistakes,
but
we're not going to say they made any.
But
tonight.
I've walked the sidelines many a time. You see they mark it, you know, the little marker right now, at the chain on the gridiron part.
Different formation, Joe. They've only got one in the backfield now.
put one in motion, hand it to the up back. He's got the first down. That's 35 Stokes.
They do the single back. They do that, Harper has said, the full house, the T formation. Then they do that thing that looks like a really tight little wishbone. But it's all geared toward the running attack.
They're all out to the 13 now after all that confusion at the end of third.
And so the one thing I mentioned to Coach Penner getting ready for game plan is that, okay, you keep your defense out there so long. When are they going to get so tired they can't keep up with it anymore?
Right. They ought to be able to catch their breath with as long as they're taking in between plays, but
great,
I understand what you're saying there, Mike. Just under 11 minutes now in the fourth quarter.
Well, this ain't exactly fast break football.
Gilmer with a man in motion to get it to the Stokes again. Stokes is going to get five or six again. And they're just running right off tackle there, Harper, and they get clocks at 12, at 10. Snap, pitches over to Callahan. Callahan cuts inside the 20, the 25, the 27. Picked up about to a 9 that time, Harper, and got the first down.
Yeah, and you're starting to see some of the guys real slow getting up, both sides of the ball.
Walker
offensive
Davis
lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And on this play, two Trojans were slow getting up. They're getting cut. They're getting knocked down. They get up. They get knocked down again. And then you get a guy like Callahan making contact. Even if he's just brushing by you, he is a load. And you might see some of the plays go a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. You wear people out. The play in the first, second half, they don't go for 7 yards. Now they might go for 12.
And five, Connor Hurlwood guarding the man that's out deep for Gilmer on this side. Reverse going to the other side. Hand off to number five. Oh, he's got a break to the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35. One man, Walker Davis, trying to catch him. Hunter Britton will have the touchdown for Gilmer County. A long one. 72 yards for the touchdown for Gilmer County. Wow. That changed things around in a hurry, fellas.
A 98-yard scoring drive.
Wow.
Yeah, Hunter Britton at 5'10", 160 pounds, showed some breakaway speed. When he got past the secondary guys on that sideline, he was gone.
He took off, didn't he?
Well, I don't have ESPN, but I did say big plays now.
Yep. And the all-important PAT.
They do the swinging gate, then maybe it'll close on their foot. Let's see what happens. Number two, Carter Gearhart, the extra point kicker. 14-13. Gilmer trying to tie it up. Snap. The hold. The kick is up, and it is good. 14 all here in the fourth quarter, 9:23 remaining.
New ball game. We're back in 1 minute here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Good for them as we're here in the fourth quarter. All tied at 14.
9:23.
In regulation, Joseph.
In regulation. Gearhart.
Yeah.
Talking to his guys, getting ready to spread out and kick it. You've got Cole Cable.
You know that 72-yard run, guys, that's the first really big play we've had in this whole game, too.
Yep. Luke Jenkins. Is that Parker Carlton back there? Might be Carlton back there with him. Gearhart stands at the 29. Will make contact at squib kick right up the middle. The up back falls on it. Now somebody from North Hall better fall on it. Doggone it. Got by.
They kicked it all the way around. They're kicking it around.
Got by Jenkins and number 11 for North Hall. Charlie Dyer had to fall on it back there.
That's 15.
Was 15 for North Hall? Drew Cronin?
Yeah.
Okay. He's one that fell on it. to keep North Hall with the football.
And that five folds over, Joe. Looks like a one.
Yep.
Two things you don't want, Joe. You don't want a three and out. You don't want an interception.
Yep. 23, Jefferson 45-6. And Gainesville with a 28-24 lead over Sequoia, over at Sequoia.
Well, you knew Sequoia had to be shaking around to catch Gainesville. Remember the problem with dangerous third seed in the state.
Little toss sweep around the far side, going to Cole Cable out to the 30 and run out of bounds on the far side all the way up.
There's the flag.
Flag going to come out.
Yep, that'll be
from
15
the
yards.
Hat, and that should be 15 yards tacked onto it because they rode him all the way to the fence, which is close, but you rode him all the way to the fence on the far
gotta
side.
Yeah, you got to let him go when he gets in the white, exactly. And they didn't do that. So,
yep.
Nice end around that time by Cable.
Good run, Gary. You know, he got about the first down anyways, but then he stayed up and drew the penalty flag.
You'll take all the yards you can get right now.
That's right. Gravy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and still a lot of time left in the game, in a tie game.
Well, he gained eight. Excuse me. Ball went out to the 31, and now add 15 onto that. So
you're near midfield.
Go at the 46.
Well, you'll see North Hall try to come out of this one with some points, even if it's three. And they've got a pretty good kicker. They actually got two pretty good kickers.
14 all from the Brickyard, 9-14 in the fourth quarter in regulation. Gilmer, North Hall, first round of the state tournament. Bobcats and Trojans. Kemp in motion. Pitches again, this time to Jenkins. Jenkins tried to cut inside, but a nice goal. Gilmer
the ball.
Says they had the football.
I thought
the referee on the far side said it was down.
I thought he was down.
Yep, referee on the far side's pointing down, said it was down. Yep, Gilmer Fort guys are saying no, and the referee's saying no balls on the ground.
Hey, when your knees are down, you're down. Now, we see that all the time, these people going on the, you know, infinite replays on trying to see if somebody's getting into the end zone when their knees are down. So if your knees are down, they're down, and they were down.
They lost one on that, so it'll be second down 11, balls on the 45. Got to get across midfield. Got to do a little trickery right there, and Jenkins got grabbed by the ankle, and luckily his knee hit the ground before the ball came out. Nobody back there. Empty set this time for Smith. Smith looking, throws across his body, complete. Across midfield, and number one, Cole Cable's going to step out of bounds at the 42. He knows he got the first down. Be a first down, about a 12, 13-yard gain for North Hall. Cole was right there on the sideline there that time, Harper, and he saw he had the first down. He just stepped out of bounds to, I guess, keep away from any contact.
He didn't want to give Gary the ball. Gary's close enough to have gotten it.
Two big plays for Cole on this drive.
14-14, 8:24 in the quarter.
That's been there all night. You know, McGarvey's done a really good job of hitting most of these out routes that he's been throwing. He was 11-for-17 in the first half, and he's doing well in the second.
Empty set. Going to throw it right over here to Cable. Cable can't get his on that slippery turf. He would have only got 4 or 5 out of it, maybe, because it was closing in. The white jersey's there in a hurry.
And so it's slippery because of dew tonight.
Yep, the dew, as cool as it's gotten.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start trotting out my iron jacket, I think, now.
You're going to have a heavier coat. Is that what I'm
hearing? Absolutely.
So this little bubble screen ends up losing a yard because he ends up going back towards his quarterback to catch it and then slips while he wants to plant and get himself upfield. He had some blockers with him. But as you mentioned, there was a lot of traffic in the area. But now second and 11.
Second down 11, balls at the 42, 7:45 in a quarter. One man beside the quarterback. No, Mick Parker. The ball, McGarvey going to keep it, and he didn't get any flag coming in late from the umpire. We'll see if that's going to
be a
face mack or a hold.
Once again, 71 there for Gilmer. Jack Puckett slow getting up.
Around kind of throwing his hands up like what? And
they're probably against North Hall.
Well, he threw him to the ground very roughly.
35-21 Commerce over Bremen.
Now Sean Pender's going, hey, wait, he dove into my offensive lineman's knees.
Mm-hmm. They're looking on the far side where the penalty is. And the white hat's talking to the side judge on the far side. Final from down in Lee County. Lee County beats Habersham County 47-7. They're actually going to mark it off against Gilmer.
Yeah.
Personal foul. Shot block, they called it on Gilmer County.
That's why Mason was upset.
Yep. Exactly. So it's going to be a 15-yarder going against Gilmer. And they'll mark that one on down to give them a first down automatically down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. Beaufort 57-9 over East Coweta.
Another 10, 12 yards.
It's also 30 yards of penalties on this drive. Yeah,
Sequoia has come back taking the lead, Mike, 31-28 over Gainesville.
That's a barn burner. Huh?
Laying that one over in Cherokee County, Sequoia, the home of the Chiefs. And they're down.
And, Joe, a team that Sid Maxwell started.
Mm-hmm. That's Sequoia?
Yes.
Now, we got a timeout. Everybody's kind of standing
well,
up.
Well, officials timeout. Now the chains.
Chains have broken
the
now.
Chains have been tangled.
The chains have just come undone now.
All right, well, they got a timeout then. Let's take 30 seconds, Nathan. We're back in 30 for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
McGarvey complete. Gets it over to Parker Carlson. Parker caught it at the 22. He's going to get about from the 28 to the 22 by 6 yards. The side down there, the fans, but we're you and I, Harper and Mike, we're blocked by the tent.
There's a tent in the way, but what he did is he held his balance and stayed in bounds, but then he took a step in trying to get upfield, and he stepped out at the 22. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Doug Callahan came on like a freight train and maybe made him take that back step, and Callahan almost hit me.
Second down, 5, 7:14 the quarter. Going to hand off to Jenkins across the 20. And busting it down to the 16-yard line, got the first 17.
That's the first down, yeah.
I think it's a first down. Referee on this side's gotten right at the 15. First down, then the 15.
Nice job of changing direction. Had the ball out there a little bit wild, but Luke Jenkins gets the first down after making it look like he's going to go towards the sideline, then cutting it back real sharp in the middle of the field. Let's place it at the 15.
I'm spraying Chlorseptic in there, Mike, and it's cold. Feels good. 14-14 with 6:45. McGarvey with two backs, Jenkins and Carlton. Carlton takes it across the 10. Got tripped up. They hit him low, and he's going to be flipped up down to the 7.
You've been waiting on that long for Parker to break loose.
Yep.
Boy, Bo Chronic, who's played a pretty good quarterback tonight, came in that time as a DB. And, Joe, you're right, cut his ankles right out from under him, and he went into the Superman pose, flying through the air.
And, Gary, the one thing Coach Pinner told me on game plan is that they use so many players both ways for Gilmer. They got to be getting tired.
Mm-hmm. They do, Mike. I was going to mention that earlier, but I noticed a lot of repeat names on offense and defense, especially on the line.
Well, you can get a first down and have another fresh set of downs to try to get the touchdown.
Yeah, you can get down to the right inside the 6, it looks like. Second and about 3. McGarvey with two backs, Jenkins and Carlton, and now we've got a timeout called by.
Nope, there's a flag. Is that delayed?
Well, I think it's a delay of game.
All right, and with that, top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back here at the Brickyard, 5:52 in the quarter. North Hall with a delay of game, that'll push them back. They didn't really need that, guys.
No, that
second
was,
down and 7 or 8 now.
In tennis, you call that an unforced error.
Yep.
That was, you got the clock in the end zone, you can watch it winding down.
Yeah, exactly.
You're sitting there, you got 3 timeouts.
Yep.
Come on. Somebody call timeout.
They don't want to use one with this much time left in a tie ball game. They want to save them for later. 3 wide outs, and what do they got now?
Another flag,
illegal procedure on North Hall.
You'd say play smart.
Jiminy Christmas, what happened that time?
Somebody had to be over the line of scrimmage.
They're going to say the center picked the ball up.
Oh, we've seen that much time, haven't we, Harper?
Man, yeah. Seen that at the professional level and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And you almost never see it call. You see the center move the ball a foot sometimes. But
Well, guys, I've run out.
If you see it, you call it.
I've run out of fingers and toes to count how many penalties we have.
Well,
I thought at 22, I said, well, surely they're not going to call more, but don't call me Shirley, and here we are 10 yards further back.
Well, up over 22, that's a lot of penalties.
At the 18.
Still a second down. McGarvey got to try and get away from the guy. He does. He's still looking. He's still looking. He's throwing it long. Oh, in and out of the hands. And with a flag.
Another flag.
Is that flag coming from a guy, maybe a late hit on McGarvey?
Either.
Ethan Croft ends up, yeah.
Could be.
Or did he pass the line of scrimmage?
I think he may have.
Yeah. Ooh. I think he passed the line of scrimmage over there. Yep. Yeah,
Eagles were passed.
Well, that's right. That's right, because he was looking. I think he was looking at where the chains.
Yeah.
The chains are instead of the down marker.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for him to run the football, but he went ahead and passed it. Went past the line of scrimmage.
He was past the line of scrimmage. Yep.
That's a 5 yard. That lost it down, isn't it?
I think so.
To quote the late Walt Snelling, flag on the field.
So.
That sounded like Eeyore, Gary.
Well, Walt Snelling, when he did that, that sounded a good bit like Eeyore. What a great guy, though.
Absolutely. Miss Walter a lot.
Yep.
Ineligible receiver. They declined a penalty to be third down and 13 now. They can get the first down, but they got to get down to the 5. See what they do right here, guys. 5-13. North Hall with a great chance after the turnover, and they got to do something. Got to capitalize on this.
As I said, you got to come away with points.
Yep.
Got to come away with points.
Jenkins on the left side of his quarterback. 3 wideouts. 4 if you count Parker in a slot position. Back, one man coming home. They keep him off of him just enough. Now Smith's got to run it. He's going to run inside the 20 down to about the 16. So now it'll be fourth down and 11.
I tell you what, I have got my steps in tonight. I have dodged more players tonight than I think I have all season long.
So that means you're in position. I like that, Gary.
Well, I guess there's one way to look at it.
It'll be a field goal attempt here, Joe. Possibly.
Yeah, let's see what they do right here. They're
got a 32-yarder if they go, but right now
it's in on the right side hash.
Yep. There comes Walker Vinen in right there.
Who was a freshman?
Let's see. The 20 is at the 16.
16.
Snap it 7 yards. 33 yards.
Mm-hmm.
In his first playoff game.
Ball's on the right hash. They got to hurry.
Yep. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Snap, kick, hold.
It was a timeout, I think, or a penalty.
Oh, no.
Called a timeout. It was wide left.
They called it. Was it wide left? Okay.
I think so.
All right.
But it doesn't count because of the timeout.
Yeah. Coach Pender. Man, that he had to waste the time out right there.
Well, they hurried it, and I think that threw him.
Blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call, and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
Back here at the Brickyard, attempt after the timeout. Walker Vining with a hold of Walker Davis. Snap. Kick. It is up. It's going to be no good. It's off to the right. No good. We are still tied at 14.
All right, so Gilmer gets a 20-yard line after the miss kick. But what a lot of pressure on the young man.
Yeah.
It went exactly the same place it did a while ago.
He had the length of it. He just didn't get it up there, did he?
Yeah, it was. It is even wider than the other one was.
Yes, it was. That'll leave North Hall with 2 timeouts. Gilmer still has all 3. 5 minutes remaining in this tied ball game.
14-14, North Hall and Gilmer. We saw a long game back on Tuesday in our first basketball game, but he's got another long one here tonight involving North Hall.
Exactly right.
Well, the game itself, the actual action, hasn't been all that long with all the running, but there's been so many penalties and delays with our officials here.
Chronic, one back, one man in motion. Going to keep it himself, roll out to the far side. Got tackled from behind. And luckily, Walker Davis was able to grab him, but he still got 7 yards out of it there. Harper up to the 27.
Yeah, did good job of pulling the ball back. He's slow getting up, too.
And, Joe, 2 hours ago, you thought about maybe a quick ball game, remember?
Yeah, when we first started. Yeah. The first quarter was over basically in about 20 minutes, and so we thought it was, and nope, it slowed down to a snail's pace.
By the way, Walker has a very famous grandfather.
Yeah, a building named after him last week that we were there back on Tuesday, Seth Dunning.
Yep. 4:22 now, third down or second down, about 3. Nick Callahan in motion. Got flag. A penalty flag on the play from the white hat. Should be a motion penalty. I'm guessing from when the flag came out. He got the first down, but let's see what we've got to call. Illegal shift on Gilmer County. That helps out North Hall. I think you take the penalty right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. 5 yards. It'll push him back. It'll be second down now. 8 yards to go.
You said, Joe, the old cheer we used to have, push it back. Push it back. Way back.
Yep. That was a golden oldie right there. Harper might have remembered that. I don't know if they said that out west. But ours here were pushing back, way back.
Right along with 2 bits, 4 bits.
Yep.
Yep. Block that kick.
Says the long snapper.
I heard that all the time.
Yes, you did.
Second down and 8. 4 minutes here in the game in regulation. Chronic takes it. Pitches out deep. Oh, man, he ran right past him. Coward has it. Flag on this side. Might be another penalty.
Couple
on
holes.
Gilmer.
Yep.
A couple guys remember you had the 72-yard touchdown run for Gilmer to tie this ball game.
Yep.
And they are deadly.
That's 3 flags on that one play.
Yeah, I heard holding down there. Was that Kane?
Yeah, it was Kane.
All right, tell Kane hey.
Mike says hey, Kane.
He said hey
tell
back.
Tell him hey, he's way backwards.
I got your hey, and I'll raise you a hey.
And Joe thought I was the number one fan at North. Oh, no, it's Kane Newton.
Kane Newton's number one fan.
That's absolutely.
Exactly. I don't think there's any dispute on that. It's two of them.
Holding on. Gilmer County will push him back 10 more. So they ran off 6 seconds, but they also lost 10 yards.
And have you noticed also that Coach Stander's not near as animated, is he?
I'm not sure if you're watching the same game.
Well, at least on the field. Let's say it much
well,
Harper.
He's not coming out to the numbers. He's
correct.
Only out 2 or 3 steps.
Correct.
The upshot of all that was it knocked him all the way back to the 12.
Yep, down at the 12. There.
The defense
second
play
down
here.
About maybe 17, 18 yards to go. Chronic still looking. Ball's under, or clock's under 20 on the play clock. And a handoff go to the other side to Coward. Coward got tripped up for really no gain on that one. How about that? Defense read it well that time, fellas.
Might have been Parker Carlton. He was around the play anyway over there.
Yep, and I think Dawson Reed was in there too, big 95.
Harvard, I hope someone find anybody. You got to hit him low, don't you?
Well, defensively, you got to hit him wherever you can. And now you got to hit him without getting a face mask penalty or personal foul. I tell you, Walker Davis is running around like he's fired up about this now. Third down, got a chance to win this ball game. There's 3:10 with the moving clock. You pin him back here, you get the ball, you got a chance to win it.
Third and 18, 3 minutes exactly left in regulation. A man in motion. They pitch to that man. He comes across the 15. He got some men in front of him right there. They knock him down at the 19. He'll still be short of the original first down. You had several guys, Walker Davis being one of them, Michael Donatelli being another.
Harwood held him up for those two guys to hit him, Joe.
And they've got to punt it.
And that's what you're going to do.
Yep, they're outside
fourth,
the sticks.
Fourth and almost 11.
But now the big thing is the return for North Hall.
You got Ty Kemp back standing at midfield. Doug Callahan standing. He's the punter.
And you're going to be in Gilmer territory, Joe.
Yep.
With a short field.
Did they call time? No, they didn't.
No.
So.
Well, I'll tell you that Callahan, the big version of Callahan is your punter.
Yeah, 3-2-1, timeout.
Timeout, Gilmer County, right there, Michael.
I will take it with you. We're back in 30 seconds again here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Thanks to all of our sponsors. Tim Hunt joining our family here at 97.5 Glory FM, Longstreet Cafe, not only the pregame show, but also throughout the entire ball game. Billy's Drapery and Decorating, also North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins and Siphon Logistics. Thank you very much.
Sequoia is taking the lead. They're up by 10 now in the fourth quarter, 38-28 on Gainesville. And I'll get you some more in just a minute. Callahan back to punt. He's standing at his own seven. You got Ty Kemp back to receive at the midfield strike for North Hall. 2 minutes and 6 seconds here in regulation. Good snap. Not a lot of movement. Callahan punts. Kemp catches it at the 48. Now he's going to run with it across midfield. Down to the 45, to the 44. How about that?
I think
the defensive guy right there, Harper, thought he'd call a fair catch, and Ty just kind of juked him a little bit and got about 7 quick return yards.
Yeah, Riley Duggan was the wide receiver. Where's number 19? He got faked out. As Joe said, he didn't see any fair catch signal from Kemp, and he takes advantage of it, Kemp does, and he gets about an extra 5 or 6 yards.
Again, clock management. This is going to be your final drive of the night during regulation.
About a 31-yard punt, man.
East Jackson has come back and cut it to 7 against Morgan County, 49-42 and 44.
Wow, how about that? Go Eagles. You got 2 timeouts too, Joe.
Yep. One man in motion. That's Cable. 8 takes it. Rolling to the side. Oh, he ran right into that man. He's going to throw it over here. Caught it at the 39. Holy cow. He had a man in the grass right there. Smith and Gardner's in the guy's grass. Threw it. Yep. He only's going to get about 3 yards. Got a flag. Back over there at the 46-yard line. Wow.
That was a crazy great play right there.
Wow. Yes, it was. Ineligible receiver downfield.
Again?
On Hall.
That's half. 3 times tonight.
Here's what happens sometimes when the quarterback starts scrambling.
Yep. Then you got a guy running downfield.
Yeah,
you
that's
got
so running quick, downfield. Though, Gary.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it on that, but maybe they thought him, they saw him scrambling around out of the corner of their eye and decided to take off. That's another mental error. We've seen a couple of those.
Buford with a big win, 57-9. East Forsyth lost to Jones County big. West Forsyth has beaten Brookwood tonight. 1:52 in the quarter. One man in motion. McGarvey takes it. Going to throw it over to this side to Kent, or to Cole. Cable to the 40. Got tripped up right there. Down to the 40. He's going to get the lost yardage, but down to the 40 is going to be second down now. And about he picked up 9. He's going to have 6 to go for the first down.
Chronic with another stop there on defense.
We're letting valuable time click
Bingo.
Away.
There's watch the clock right,
1:30 now, 1:29.
Final from Yona Field, Cherokee Bluff, 28-7 over Monroe area.
Go Bears.
Smith throws to this side. Oh, almost intercepted. He threw it behind. That's 3 times he's thrown it behind Cole Cable tonight.
Yeah. And I think every time Cable's been able to get like 2 fingers on the ball.
Yep.
But that's all. Yeah, it stops the clock with 80 seconds to play.
80
in
seconds.
Regulation.
14-14.
Got to look at field goal position.
Well, you need about 20 yards for that, Mike.
Jenkins.
Yeah, in the middle of the field, too.
To the left of his quarterback, 4 wideouts, 3 on the far side. Snap, McGarvey. Look, quick pass right there. Threw it behind his man. He caught it. He held it. He got the first down.
Held it between his knees.
They're saying no, but they good job, Gary, to catch it.
I thought he caught it between his knees.
Yeah, he landed down between his knees.
Of course,
Gilmer saying that it's an incompletion, but ball goes through his hands, and as he's going down, he just clinches his knees together, and that's where the ball ends up.
72,
first down.
71, 70 seconds.
Is that Cable, Joe?
Going to fall. That was Cable coming over this side. Jenkins, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Run out of bounds at the 9.
What a play. And it was completely faked everybody out. They went
flag.
Flag
oh,
at the
come
45.
On.
Oh, my goodness.
What a great fake job by McGarvey that time.
Yep. Great job. Jenkins got it. Took off. Got the first down and Moore put him in great position. And we got another dadgum yellow flag out there. A hold on North Hall. Wow.
Oh,
was that 900
man.
Penalties? Good grief.
Something like that.
I tell you, they commit as many holding penalties I've ever seen any North Hall team in history, Joe.
Since Harper,
I agree.
Harper ran out of fingers and toes. We're using mine now, and we're about to run out of mine.
Well, I've got mine covered up. I don't even use mine.
And then, again, that valuable time that Harper missed today, it goes off the clock.
Yep, 62 seconds left now. And they're back down to the 42 now. First down But about 20 to go. They got to get to the 23. They're at the 43. So, well, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Smith.
See if you can find a wide receiver in the middle of the field somewhere, because I think you're going to find something that's going to get open.
One man coming from the far side. Carlton's got him. He's going to throw a lob right there. Almost intercepted.
Yeah, he threw it.
They're looking for Cole to be the receiver down there, so they've got two guys on him just about every time.
Well, Memphis Llewellyn does a great job of not only deflecting the ball, but then making the tackle, even though that the receiver didn't catch it.
Yeah, he slapped it away.
Slapped it away and reached around and grabbed him at the same time.
And that's why you got Ty out there too, Joe.
Yep.
You also can get out of the backfield with Luke.
56 seconds left, Michael. Second and 20 for the Trojans. Four wideouts. Three on the far side. Snap to McGarvey. He rolls to the far side. He throws it right in the middle. Complete. Down to number two that time. Jenkins. Jenkins caught it. That's a 30. Shouldn't that be a flag there?
Yes.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
we got one. My goodness.
Yeah, he picked Luke up after the play and kind of threw him back down like there, like Hulk Hogan or something.
Luke Jenkins catches gets about half that yardage back. He was at the 31-32. And was that number 10? Please forgive me for not remembering. Grant Ballo picks him up and throws him back down to the ground.
Wow. We've seen some just mental lapses on both sides here tonight. That's...
You can't body slam a football player.
No, you can't. But that's what I mean. You know, we've seen people it's like the brain just clicked off for a moment or two.
Yeah, exactly.
So give or take, the ball was down at the 31.
Mm-hmm.
You add 15 to that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Gonna be a, so now not only are you new.
It should be at the 16, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
First down.
You're in field goal range automatically with 46 seconds left to go. You got two timeouts. Don't take a sack.
Right.
That's for one.
Let's
no
use all 46.
Sack and no penalties right here.
Right, but you have seconds. The ability with the timeouts to go in the middle of the field and not have to run out routes or take advantage.
Two left, exactly. Good
but
point,
we've scored on two out routes, so I would look for something like that here.
First down, ball's at the 16-and-a-half yard line. 43 seconds and running. McGarvey takes
Joe.
It. Looks. Double fumps. Looks the other way. Got a man on this side. Intercepted. Oh, my goodness. At the 10, the 20, the 30. That's Cowart. They got to knock him down sometime. He's still running the guy. Ball come out. Ball come out again. Callahan falls on it at the 50. Oh, my goodness gracious.
The one thing you just absolutely could not do.
Before or after the interception.
Well, the flag came out after everything was dead out there. So let's see what the flag's going to be about over here at the 48-yard line of North Hall. Oh, my goodness gracious. Great interception by Cowart, Harper. You can't fault him. Cowart was in the right place at the right time on that one.
Yeah, scrambling for a left-handed quarterback to roll to his right.
Yep.
And he didn't get enough over the linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Cowart leaps up and makes the play. I like the effort by McGarvey. Just didn't put enough zip on it. Cowart with a nice return. Gets it about the 40, but then he fumbles, and it goes forward. Are you allowed to fumble it forward?
In high school, yes.
I'm just saying in the pro game you can't.
Correct. The state saber call.
Let's see if any more yardage gets added to this.
We're down to 23 seconds.
Yeah, they've got time, again, with the timeouts. One play, maybe for overtime for North Hall.
Two timeouts left.
Well, and Mike may be upset. Here's the penalty.
Unsportsmanlike on North Hall.
Only
it'll be
north.
A first down.
So
for
you're
going
to get the ball
County.
At the 35-yard line.
Yep.
Wow.
You can't.
You got to hunker down there, buddy.
Mike wants the whole game without a forward pass by Gilmer, but I think you're going to get one.
You might try to catch him asleep right here. Off a good point. They might try to do that.
Either that or a draw or something.
Yep.
Again, watch for Stokes.
Well, they busted a 72-yarder.
Now, the crowd from the other side, you can hear them, folks.
Oh,
that's Gilmer County.
They got a 15-yard penalty up to the 35-yard line. So, wow. We got two timeouts.
Two timeouts.
23 seconds left. Ball will start on the snap, I believe. And I say I believe because, well, tonight I don't know.
Oh, the team position, I think it starts, at the snap.
First down to 35. You got Chronic at the quarterback. You got big 35. Stokes is the running back. You got two guys kind of lined up in wing back positions on either side. play clock at 17. Hand off to the big man. Callahan spins in the middle across the 30 to about the 27-yard line.
Timeout.
Timeout.
Gilmer.
Gilmer County.
Well, you know, we've seen Gilmer County kick an extra point, so.
Yep.
Not out of the realm of possibility.
Second down and two now. They've got time for one more play. Actually, two more plays, if you will, but they'll have, one of them would have to be something to get them out of bounds. So you can get one more timeout now for Gilmer. North Hall's got two timeouts left in regulation here. Tied at 14. Paul Standard, Mike, has come in here and played exactly like he wanted to tonight, hadn't he?
Yes, sir, he has.
Well, I think they're a little out of field goal range right now. It'll be a 44-yarder. So
yeah.
I mean, it's dead even in the middle of the field, but we just haven't seen that kind of leg out of Gilmer.
You can't break one loose here. After the timeout, Bobcats will have it.
They come back to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 2 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Got to get to the 25. 17 seconds left on the clock. Running it down, 24.
Might just run a dive with Stokes up the middle, gain another 5-7 yards, and take a chip away at.
Callahan gets it to him up the middle. He's going to get the first down inside the 25 to about the 23. They'll take another timeout right there.
13
seconds.
That
took 4 seconds off the clock. That'll be 13 left on the clock.
It's going to come down to the last play of regulation.
Got the first down. Of course, that doesn't really matter so much as 13 seconds left.
Yep. Now.
And no timeouts.
There's no timeouts, so you would think they'll pass it right here, but, hey, they may be slick. Now the clock is running. They got to hurry. North Hall's got to be awake. Will they get it? Now the clock stopped at 2 seconds.
Somebody didn't call timeout or something, Joe.
Yeah, they didn't call timeout.
They had to fix the clock.
They didn't call timeout.
Okay.
So Paul Standard next to the official the whole time.
Yeah,
waiting.
They called the timeout, the last one at 2 seconds left.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Okay, so now they're going to take a chip shot at it.
Go back in the day, Trojan fans, when
30-yarder.
There was a missed field goal that gave North Hall a chance to go to the semifinals of the state playoffs. This one is to win the game for Gilmer. If not, we're going to overtime.
Yep. 41-yard attempt. Ball's going to be placed at the 31. Gearhart to try and kick it 41 yards.
And Hart Bithy is going to kick it low, isn't he? Being that distance. You might can block it.
Well, this is either overtime or a heartbreak for the Trojans.
But does Pender call timeout? Watch it. They try to ice him. Yep, there's the whistle to start the play.
Play clock is rolling. The snap, the hold, the kick.
No.
It's long. It is going to be
good. Wide left.
Off to the left. We go to overtime.
And then, flag.
Oh, no. A flag at the 30-yard line.
Like they ran into the kicker.
If they touch the kicker, get to do
it
again.
Oh, my God.
If he can kick it.
Roughing the kicker.
If he can kick it, he's unsteady on his feet.
They'll have one untimed down. They'll penalize it 15 yards if I 10
yes,
or 15,
Yes, you will.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to take it inside the 20, Joe.
Yep.
We could have had overtime, still may, but now they get another chance.
And the clock is irrelevant now.
Miguel Reynoso is over there kicking the ball into the net over on the other side. He is a sophomore. He's listed as a wide receiver, number 89.
Okay. Yep.
So North Hall commits the penalty.
But they haven't moved the ball. Did they move it 5 yards?
Yeah, it's been 15.
The umpire's moving it now, I think. He's walking down there.
Yeah.
The ball.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 15 yards personal foul.
Yeah.
So.
What an absolutely bizarre ending to this game. North Hall driving for what was probably going to be a winning score. And threw an interception. And now roughing the kicker. I mean, they hit him pretty hard. So now you got, what are you going to have? Let's see.
Well, do they 13, have to have another 20. Kicker? Because if the kicker got injured,
well, the
then he can't
there.
Kick.
Number two, Gearhart's
He's
out got there,
to come out of the game.
Great point, Harper.
Yeah. And so here comes Reynoso.
Reynoso's coming out there. He's a freshman, a 10th grader, sophomore, little guy.
You know, the fans are booing because they're, hey, why'd you take him out? Well, he got hurt.
Yeah.
And he's not eligible to play.
He's got to be out of play.
It's a 29-yard attempt, dead even in the middle of the field.
Yep. Reynoso.
He's probably
first
done this 1,000 times in his life before, but
yep.
not with this on the line. Let's see if he get a good snap.
Reynoso. Snap. Hold. Kick. That's going to be good, I believe.
Boy, he nailed it.
Oh, it
hit the upright.
Hit the upright. Yeah. Bounced away.
Overtime.
Old Lady Luck has saved the Trojans right
and
there.
And North Hall gets a second life. We go overtime. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Well, your heart stopped just for a moment, but North Hall gets a second life. At the end of regulation, North Hall 14, Gilmer 14. Now, we don't have a clock anymore. It's non-time because now it's just the downs that you have. We'll have a coin toss here at midfield to decide who'll get the ball first. He'll be on offense. He'll be use something different. But in college and in high school, you play it out this way. In college, you get it at 25. High school, you get it at 15.
You keep
going until you don't have enough downs or you score, Joe.
Right. And do they have to start going for the two after so many? I know in college.
Yes,
I think it's after the second.
Second one?
I think
on the third one. Yeah, you get points, kicks on the first two, then the third, you go two, Joe.
Right.
So we may be here a while.
Yep, good. And you can't go for a field goal in college. You can't go for a field goal after the third time or something. You have to go for the touchdown or something weird.
Well, but we're here. We'll see how it is in high school here.
I'm not sure who this favors now because North Hall's a better passing team and Gilmer tonight's been the better running team. So, I don't know.
Again, defense wins championships.
Mm-hmm.
It all begins this evening with the.
So now. Gilmer goes back to their sideline. North Hall comes back to their sideline.
You go.
Big. Now they're going to have each team send a captain out there. They'll send their injured captain out, it looks like, over there. Harper, number 59 for North Hall. Thomas Green will go out for North Hall to represent the Trojans.
That was about as dramatic ending as you could have, Joe.
Yes, it is. We haven't seen one quite like that in a while, have we?
No, exactly. Like
regular
I said,
regular season or playoffs.
Like I said, you know, North Hall was surely going to get within field goal range and then throws an interception, and they come back down here, and then it ends. Well, we thought it ends with a field goal attempt wide to the left.
Now, guys, philosophy, Jerry. A lot of times, even if you win, you want to go on defense first to see what you got to do.
Yep. That's right.
Isaac Rellinger, the starting quarterback. Who is injured is out there.
Yeah, he came out limping badly, didn't he? Something happened on his legs.
And Thomas Green for North Hall. Those are the two speaking captains. They'll be the ones that are the referee. Whitehead is explaining everything to him. They explain it to the coaches. Coaches explain it to them, and they'll go through it again. Rellinger will call the play, or call the coin toss, excuse me.
I'll tell you what, Joe, of all the different playoff scenarios we've seen in the past, this is the fairest we've seen.
Yep. I tend to agree.
All right. The coin is in the air.
And he'll hit the ground.
And it looks like Gilmer won it. They won the toss, but that means they'll want to be on defense first.
You would think.
possession from the 50-yard line.
I think Kenny said that they'll get it.
So North Hall will have it first and 10 going towards the Bob.
So it goes right to left.
Mm-hmm. Right to left here. North Hall will have it first.
And you start the 15-yard line. Chain crew's out there.
Let's hope the right ones face the right way. That was just odd a while ago.
You know that someone like Smith McGarvey is going to say, you know, my last pass didn't go very well for us.
Right.
And I want to get back out there to reconcile that.
Yep, exactly right. First down, ball's at the 15. Trojans will have it first in the first overtime period.
And you saw what the Gilmer kicker could do, even though he missed that potential game-winning field goal,
Joe.
Look
at the leg. He just went to the left. That's
well,
right.
Yeah, they both went to the left, and that was the backup kicker.
Yep.
So now if they get a chance, they might use the regular kicker.
So it's first and 10 for the Trojans.
All right, North Hall had it. First and 10 at their own 50, at the 15. Eli Hamm, the center.
Well, you know.
Smith McGarvey with Jenkins and Carlton on either side of him. Three wideouts. One man in motion, that's Parker. Looking at Parker on this side. Throws it to three. Kemp to the 10. Down to the 5. And run out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
So you did first down, Joe.
He was wrestled hard out of bounds by Jet Burrell.
Yeah, they're going to say he's at the 6, so he got 9. Second down and 1.
Gary, you're right there. For littler guys, Gilmer can tackle now, can't they?
Yes, they can.
They are going to give you everything they got.
Ty comes off hobbling a little bit.
Well, as I said before, Burrell listed a buck 25.
Second down. About 1.5 to go. Going to hand off this time to Jenkins. Nothing happens.
So now third down.
Yeah. Number 18 came.
Memphis Lou Allen.
Yeah, came blowing through the line. Memphis Lou Allen.
Third down and about 4 now. They can get the first down at the 5.
So loss of 3?
Yep.
2. We headed at the 6. Now it's back to the 8.
Okay. We're at an angle up here, so it looks like it's 4. So it's third and 2. Yes, 3rd and 3. They got to get to the 5.
Yeah.
Jenkins still in on one side. He's on the right of McGarvey. Parker Carlton on the left. Cole Cable out wide. McGarvey looking. Throws a fade. Oh, man, wide open touchdown.
Wide open.
23, Justin Allen, the tight end. First catch of the night for the touchdown.
Nobody was around him. Busted coverage. Nobody was within 15 yards of him. It was just a lob into the end zone.
Yep.
That was not their first or second or even third choice to get a pass play.
Well, he had plenty of time. The offensive line did a nice job without holding that time, Harper.
But Gilmer never would have thought it to him.
Sir?
Gilmer would never thought he'd be the man to get.
That little guy, they hadn't thrown him all night. So now Carmona will try and put North Hall up by 7.
Again, it's not sudden death. Gilmer will have their chance.
Ball will be on the same end of the field, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
What is the...
Again, heading toward the Bob to our left.
Yep. Right to left here. The umpire took forever to bring the ball over there. Finally gets it down where McKinley Kemp can snap it.
The all-important snap too, Harper.
And the snap. The hole, the kick is up, and it is good. 21-14.
And we're back in 1 minute. Gilmer gets the ball after this timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president.
We're back here. Gilmer's going to get the ball quickly.
Gainesville has lost 38-28 to Sequoia.
All right, well, Gilmer's got to have a touchdown and an extra point to keep this thing alive.
First down to 15, still going towards the Bible. The Trojan field house, right to left in the first overtime. They're going to take their time, run the play clock down. Same set as they've had. Stokes in the backfield. Chronic hands off to Stokes. Stokes being drugged down from behind, but he gets to the 10.
Well, again, Gilmer has to score a touchdown.
Yep. And then they have to kick the extra point.
Or North Hall heads to the second round next week here.
That was Big Dawson Reed at the bottom of that pile. They move it back to the 11.
Second down, 6. Gilmer, big man brings it up, Austin Green, the center.
Look for Callahan to get this one.
Comes up hollering defense. Chronic, under center. Stokes gives it off to Stokes. No, he keeps it himself. He's knocked down at the 10.
Chronic
kept it himself, and number 11 for North Hall came in there. Charlie Dyer, and makes the stop. He got one, but it's third down and 5 now.
And a senior making the tackle, Joe.
Yep. Just inside the 10. Third down. A long 4, short 5.
Yeah, remember, you gotta keep it going.
You got to get the first down first.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Turnover on downs ends the game.
Late adjustment. Robert Pym. Listed as a tight end. They're going to call a timeout.
Yeah,
they're running out of time. You only have 7 seconds there on the
timeout, Gilmer.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds here for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
Back here in overtime, North Hall up 21-14.
Oconee County came back at 131-14 over Westside.
And Joe Lumpkin County has lost to LaGrange.
Stevens County beat North Murray 31-14.
Third down for the Bobcats.
Third down, a short 5, a long 4.
Yeah, you got 2 downs to get that.
They can get a first down before the touchdown, can't give them County. Chronic brings them up in that tight formation. Stokes with Callahan on one side and Britton on the other. Kind of in wing formation or in wing back formation. Stokes, one man in motion. That's Cowart. Going to give it off to the running back Stokes, and he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard.
So it comes down to this.
Fourth down and 1.
Yep.
Couple of guys in, couple of guys out for the Trojans.
Well, they can end it right here, but if they don't end it right here, Gilmer can still have a few more shots at it.
North Hall needs to be play smart here, though, guys, because if they let something happen like happened a moment ago and let Justin Allen get wide open, that could be an easy score for them. 21-14, Trojans lead it in overtime. Gilmer, fourth and about 1 to get the first down. They set it up. They run in there. They stop him.
Wow.
They stop him.
No.
He did not get it. He did not get it.
I don't think so.
And they win.
I don't think so.
We'll see you next week here at North Hall.
Didn't get it.
Trojans win.
Woo.
Trojans win. 21-14 in overtime. And again, defense wins championships and wins this game.
Wow. They just come up there and stuck Callahan. They knew he was going to get it, Mike. They hit him head on at about the 11, and they stopped him right there. His forward progress wasn't going to do anything, and they hold it on fourth down. That's exactly what they need to do right there, Harper.
What a great tackle. That's a form tackle. That's the Oklahoma drill. I believe Buddy Clark was the one that made it. They're celebrating around him. Buddy's going to be 2 or 3 inches shorter because of the vertebrae in his neck from him making that tackle head-on against that big boy that he had to face all night long.
And, Harper, how many times we talk about what you do following the NFL? How many times it's so difficult to get that 1 yard when you need it?
Yep, absolutely. And great defensive stand right there. That second, that third, that fourth down there, got it when they needed it. Congratulations, North Hall. You get to move on.
All right. Coach, can you remember a more bizarre ending to it? When it looks like you're driving for the winning score, throw the pick, come back, they miss a couple, get another shot at it. Your defense steps up in overtime.
Yeah, they stepped up big time right there and made a huge stop on 4th and 1. So, you know, I'm definitely proud of the resiliency of this team. You know, we didn't have a great night, but we still found a way to win.
Well, survive in advance this time of year, right?
That's right.
You get to say those great words, practice.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, I'm definitely proud of that.
Gary, tell him I'll see him tomorrow morning at the station.
All right, well, Mike says he'll see you tomorrow morning to talk some more about this at the radio station.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll see him tomorrow morning.
Well, guys, they're going to celebrate down. Oh, wow.
Well, up here, the celebration's going to start right now as we'll bring you our postgame show. Opening round of the Class AAA State Playoffs goes to the region's 6 AAA champion, North Hall Trojans, as they eliminate Gilmer from the playoffs. Final score in overtime, North Hall 21, Gilmer 14. We've got an expanded pregame, postgame show for you coming up next.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
And welcome back here to North Hall High School. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you here celebrating the victory as the home team wins in overtime, 21-14. We're back here next Friday night in the second round, the Sweet 16 round, as the Trojans will take on the Knights of Upson Lee out of Thomaston as they have won their game against the Blue Tide of Long County, 35-23. So it's Upson Lee taking on North Hall next Friday night here from the Brickyard at Lincoln Trail Stadium. We'll start things off again at 7:05 with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia begins at 7:30. Let's start things off with the final stats, guys.
All right, final stats. Let me get back over here to them there. Michael, real quickly.
And thanks again to North Hall Stat Crew for the phenomenal job they do here.
Yep. All right, for North Hall, there was 25 of 38, one interception for 243 yards, 16 rushes for 64 yards. Gilmer County, no passing yards, 375 rushing yards on 54 rushes. Punts, North Hall 3 for 32, 4 for 21 for Gilmer. Fumbles lost one, but none. And Gilmer fumbled four times and lost one. Penalties. Unit needed three sets, or two and a half sets.
Yeah, I stopped counting. It's 32, is give or take, right?
What they've got on here is 13 penalties and 145 yards for Gilmer, 17 penalties, 140 yards for North Hall.
That's 30, but I'm also counting the ones on
– you count the ones that they've declined.
Offsetting penalties and the others, yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Passing for them was obviously nothing. Wyatt Stokes, the big man, number 35, carried the ball 23 times, 111 yards. Bo Chronic, 8 carries, 65 yards. Doug Callahan, the big guy, 43, 9 rushes, 70 yards. Hunter Britton, 6 rushes, 92, but he had that long 70-something yard run. Kyle Cowart, 6 for 36. For North Hall, running the ball, not a good night for them carrying the ball. Parker Carlton, 5 for 23. Smith McGarvey, 3 for 10. Luke Jenkins, 8 for 31. Passing the ball, McGarvey, like I said, 25 of 38. Cole Cable caught 9 for 94 and a TD. Jenkins, 5 for 35. Kemp, 7 for 77 and a TD. And Justin Allen in that overtime, that big one, 1 for the 8 yards for the overtime touchdown out there to clinch it for North Hall.
That'll stick with him for the rest of his life.
That'll be in Justin's head from now on for sure.
Well, and with that, coming up next, we're going to continue with our celebration of the postgame show. You're going to hear the highlights, Harper LaBelle, as we would say here on your broadcast of Georgia State football. You'll hear the highlights coming up next after this timeout, live in North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Thank you, North Hall. This is Chris Kinsey with Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and we would like to thank the North Hall community for their continued support. Since 1968, my family has provided the area with beautiful custom drapery, bedding, upholstery, blinds, shades, and more. If you would like some help with your interior design project, give us a call and we'll schedule one of our talented designers to give you an in-home consultation and estimate for your project. Call us at 770-532-3819.
This football season, score big with Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. From protecting your home to insuring your car and your life, State Farm offers plans to fit your needs, just like a perfectly executed play. Plus, with your local State Farm agent, Tim Hunt, in your corner, you'll have a personal quarterback who understands your community and your needs. State Farm, Highway 129, south of Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Tim Hunt. We're here to help life go right. Tim Hunt, State Farm.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
And welcome back here to North Hall High School as 97.5 Glory FM brings you the very best in local sports coverage. Wrapping things up, North Hall wins 21-14. It started out with what we thought would happen with Coach Paul Stander and the Gilmer Bobcats controlling the football, Joe.
Yep.
Through that first quarter of play, they took their opening possession and went downfield, took about 6 minutes off the clock, and ended up scoring that first touchdown, taking a 7-0 lead at that point. Sit back, going into the second quarter of play, and you saw the pass play here from Smith McGarvey for the Trojans' first touchdown to tie the ball game.
McGarvey with one back, that's Jenkins. Three wideouts. McGarvey looking to pass over the top.
I think that's a touchdown.
Touchdown, Trojan!
Now that tied the ball game at 7-7 there in the second quarter of play. That was the halftime score. Joe, before we get into the third quarter of play, look at what you had to be the adjustments made there for North Hall at halftime.
Well, yeah, as much as they carried the football, Mike, you know, they as Gilmer carried the football, the defensive was the big thing. And Harper pointed out right there on that third possession in the first half, it looked like North Hall was finally getting in sync defensively to at least slow them down a little bit. Now, on the other side of that, with that long run by Britton in the third quarter there, or fourth quarter, when he had that long 72-yard run, you know, kind of blew that out of the water. But still, North Hall had to really make some defensive adjustments.
Right. That tied the football game. After North Hall takes the lead in the third quarter, after defense causes a fumble from Gilmer, and North Hall is able to take it downfield, and once again, a touchdown pass by Smith McGarvey.
One back as Jenkins to the left of his quarterback. McGarvey has it. Rolls to the near side. Going to sling it out there. Did he catch it?
I think he
touchdown,
caught it.
Touchdown, Trojans!
So then it was 14-7 in favor of North Hall after the PAT. But then Joe mentioned it. It just was a heart-stopping 72-yard run by Gilmer to tie the football game. And then that fourth quarter was as exciting as you're going to see a low-scoring football game as anything, guys.
Yeah, it was exciting. Now, you know, you can look at it exciting from the play standpoint, exciting to when it came down in the last couple of minutes there, Harper, or exciting from deciding on what the Stripes were doing tonight. So it depends on what you flip a coin
on. But North Hall had the football. Less than a minute to play in the game. Looking to win the football game in regulation. Mm-hmm. They're in the red zone, as we say, inside the 20-yard line. And Smith McGarvey going for it all. Throws an interception, and we thought for a moment that Gilmer might run it all the way back for a touchdown, but the Trojans stopped them, and then they were unsuccessful in getting what they wanted. They tried a long field goal. It was no good, but North Hall, as time expires, is called for a roughing the kicker penalty, giving the Bobcats 15 yards more closer to the end zone of North Hall and a chance to win the football game with no time left on the clock with a second-string backup kicker, and he hit what you thought was going to be the game winner there, Joseph.
Yeah, it looked like it was good, and he just tailed off to the left. Just with their starting kicker out injured, he had hit it basically in the same place there, Harper, and he just tailed off to the left there and missed and gave North Hall second life.
He hit the upright after all that Mike said with the penalties, and okay, game's over. No, there's another penalty, and then they get great field position, and then the kicker gets injured taken out, and they go with the sophomore who kicked a great ball as soon as he hit it. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a well-hit ball, but it hits the upright. We go to overtime. What happens then, Mike?
Well, then we start things off. As Gilmer wins the toss, they elect to go on defense, as most everybody does in high school ball. You get the ball to the 15-yard line. And North Hall had a chance to take the lead on their first possession in overtime. Another Smith McGarvey touchdown pass.
McGarvey looking. Goes a fade. A man wide open. Touchdown.
Wide open.
23, Justin Allen, the tight end. First catch of the night for the touchdown.
And what I love about that, Harper, more than anything, using the tight end.
Well, the play action was fantastic. It took the safeties, the linebackers with him, and Justin just kind of bleeds away from everybody else and finds basically half the end zone
with nobody around.
Yep. And all you got to do now is
just don't drop it. Exactly.
But I said from Gilmer's standpoint is that he had to be probably the fourth or fifth man down the totem pole that they ever think would end up catching that ball.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he was the top priority on the scouting report.
Well, and you know, he's subbing in for a guy that's out right now, and he's in there, and they haven't gone to him all night. And, boom, there he is. And they waited to use him at the perfect time.
Yeah.
So then, as we say so oftentimes, defense wins championships. North Hall's defense is able to hold Gilmer running the football. No passes attempted in this game by Gilmer. They get on the 15-yard line, and they were able to be stopped when North Hall needed to. It all came down to a fourth down and 1 yard to go from the 6 yard line in a humongous stop by the North Hall defense.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they gave it to the big man Callahan because he's been getting his yardage all night long in there, Harper. He ran it right in the middle, and then the defensive line and the linebackers came in and stuffed him about a yard short of the first down, and they win the ball game on defense.
I guess in retrospect, when you look back, Callahan was coming from the right side and went across and tried to run between the tackle and the wing on the right side, and I think that gave just enough time for North not only to react but to make a play. It wasn't a goal line stand, but as if it were a goal line stand, and it's taken us 5 minutes just to talk about what happened in the last two series.
Exactly.
And there were 30 penalties in between that yep. took all the air out of the balloon, and you know, then you build something up and you get another penalty. So yep. what a wild football game.
Well, you know, the good news, bad news is, the good news is that Joe, Gary, and I are back here next Friday night as Upson Lee comes to town to take on the Trojans, while Harper will be with Dave Cohen out in Texas getting ready for college football.
That's bad news that Dave and I will be together.
But for you, you won't be here. That's the point. You will not be here because hopefully it won't be near as exciting next week at North Hall can have a win against a very, very good Upson Lee team.
Well, they won 35-23.
If you give me a play-by-play report that's more exciting and better than what we could script here tonight, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, what an amazing North. You get to practice on Monday.
Yeah, and right. North Hall and Cherokee Bluff are the only two teams locally advancing on to the next round of the state playoffs, as it was the Bears over Monroe area again, Joe.
Yep, they beat them 28-7. Played another good defensive night, and we'll, Mike will have all the matchups for you tomorrow morning. It ought to be a good game again next week. You'll get to host. Gainesville got knocked out. East Forsyth got knocked out. Jackson County got knocked out. East Jackson only lost by three. Raby County got knocked out. Commerce won.
Fire Branch and Chesty
Branch
both lost.
Got knocked out. Chesty lost. So, you know, well represented up here in North Georgia.
So coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM, we'll bring you world and national news from SRN. Then at 11:05, rather than the final score, we're going to bring you GNN's Friday Night Lights with Chester Proctor. I'll get back to the studio as quickly as possible to produce. Then tomorrow morning, we'll have Sean Pender joining us here on 97.5 Glory FM. Once again, the Trojans win 21-14 in overtime. Thanks for being with us here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Representative Lee Hawkins, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and by Tim Hunt State Farm Insurance. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.